All right. Well done. Between that and Palm Sunday, you've gotten a lot of scripture lately, huh? So, I just want to talk a little bit about the nature of the day, of Good Friday. It's a solemn day. It's a sad day. It is the sad day of the year, really. And my thoughts turned to one particular difference between us and typical Protestants. Typical Protestants think we're glum folk because we have Good Friday, we're constantly going to confession, their crosses rarely have a corpus, a body of Christ on it because they're emphasizing the resurrection, no problem with that. But our crosses typically have a body, you know, a suffering Jesus on it. And they have a tendency to think of us as kind of morbid folk. You know, we focus on the death of Christ a lot more than they do. Just making sure you can hear me. Now, while I disagree that we are glum folk, I can see where that stereotype comes from. But I'll have you know that they have to deal with this just the same as us. And I shared this with some of the school kids last week. There is something some Protestants call crying day. Good Friday is our big crying day. Now, I discovered this topic, this phrase, at my last parish when I was first helping up with Vacation Bible School. Some of you know Vacation Bible School, right? I love Vacation Bible School. It's 5 days during the summer where we go through, you know, living out a particular part of the Bible with the kids. And it's a five-day thing, and it's really, really fun. So I was ordained a deacon, and one of the first things I had to do, we were focusing on the walls of Jerusalem. That was like our first like theme. So the first thing I did at my parish was construct bricks made of paper shopping bags, paper grocery bags, and stuffed paper. So I was a grown man, and I was building a fort in my office. And like, it was awesome. And it's always fun. It is always fun. This last year, I was Father Justin, marriage police. Love it. Well, Vacation Bible School is not actually a Catholic invention. We're playing catch-up in that way because we know a good thing when we see it. It's a Protestant little exercise. And when I was being walked through what this thing is, I was explained that 4 days out of five are joyful and happy and kid-appropriate and all that. God loves you. God is the best. Yay, Jesus. And the fourth day, Thursday, is what is sometimes called crying day. It is the day that at Vacation Bible School they deal with the sad stuff. And it's the day to get in touch with your sorrow about what Jesus went through. And I thought that was so interesting that even if a Christian does not particularly value confession and doesn't go to a Good Friday service, you know, we're pretty much the only people that do this today, by the way. There's a few exceptions, I realize. But in spite of all of that, they need that time to get in touch with their sorrow. And I'll tell you, they didn't call it crying day, but I saw the exact same thing on my first mission trip. They spent a whole evening letting it all out. You know, just this wellspring of feelings. So that was the day that I was available for confessions for the Catholics. That wasn't a Catholic mission trip, by the way, so it was a whole mix of things. So everyone had a whole evening to cry and to share whatever they were going through in life with other people. And for the Catholics, they went to confession because that's peanut butter and jelly right there. And the point of this all is I think it is extremely important for us to realize that everyone who bears the name Christian, everyone who considers themselves a disciple of Christ, needs a crying day. We need an occasional time to get in touch with the painful parts of the faith. All right? I have no problem with us focusing and emphasizing the good, happy parts. God loves you. God is great. Everything's going to be okay. You're special. You're loved. Yes, we should definitely focus on that. But we cannot, we absolutely cannot cut the sad stuff out 100%. We can't do it. We will sterilize our faith. And for those of you that know what that term means, when something is sterilized, it's dead. It is dead. That is what sterilizing something does, all right? When you sterilize your room or whatever, like, you're killing all the germs. We need to deal with the sad stuff because that's what makes it real. It's what makes it human. I know that we don't like thinking about pain and blood and suffering and hatred and anger and everything else Jesus got a front row seat for. But we have to take time every once in a while, even if it's literally only once a year, we have to take time to get in touch with our feelings and feel sorrow for what happens in the world. The world can be a painful place. Some of you kind of know that. Others of you really know that. So you know what I'm talking about. And this is one thing you will hear in Catholic circles fairly frequently, that when you are in the midst of suffering, when you don't know what to do anymore, and when you're ticked off at God because of your job loss or the cancer or the whatever, that is the time that you have a crying day to understand that Christ has gone through all of that and more. And that is exactly the way salvation dawned upon humanity. Many, many great writers, saints and patriarchs and apostles indeed, have said that there is no salvation without the cross. It doesn't work without the cross. They didn't have that word back then, but I think they would agree with me that without the cross, without the crying day, without Good Friday, our faith is sterilized. It is dead. It is a fairy tale to say this all works out perfectly with no suffering involved. Beware of anyone who says this will work out and it won't be hard and it won't be painful. Watch out for those people. They're selling you something. This is real. This is powerful. This is something that's supposed to speak to all of us. And for that faith to be real, and for that faith to be life-giving, that's the painful part. Because the life-giving element of faith is given by Christ on the cross. Don't be afraid to have a crying day. Don't be afraid of your sadness and your hurt. If you bury it too deeply, you bury more than just your pain. Every once in a while, you gotta bring that pain out, you gotta give it some air, and you've gotta get in touch with that part of your soul. And when you're dealing with that, no matter how painful it is, Christ is right there at your side.